When the British producer Charlie Parsons couldn't find a British TV network willing to buy his idea for the show Survivor, he sold it to Swedish Public Broadcasting, where it was named Expedition Robinson and was first broadcast in 1997. It became a big hit and was used as the blueprint for the American show Survivor and for other versions around the world. Anna Brokenhielm is the Swedish producer behind Expedition Robinson. During the first season of Expedition Robinson, the first person voted off the island shortly after was hit by a train and killed in what was assumed to be a suicide. This was before the show was broadcast. I asked Brokenhielm her reaction to his death.
I haven't found out yet that he committed suicide because the police haven't stated it was a suicide, so I'm not the one who should tell, but it was a big shock for all of us who was involved that he died a month after the production was ended, and because we liked him all, and of course it was terrible.
After the person died or committed suicide, what did you do with the footage of them? Did they remain in the series, or did you edit them out of the series?
The broadcaster decided to merge the two first episodes, so it shouldn't be that much focus on that person, just to protect his family. So the two first episodes were cut together in one episode. So that was what we did. So we did some re-editing.
I see. Did you add any kind of psychological counseling or intermediary help or whatever for the people voted off the island so that they wouldn't either be terribly embarrassed or self-conscious or whatever they're going through afterwards?
Okay, we take very good care of them after they have been voted off. And you never send someone home alone, for example, and they are allowed to stay at a hotel together with the crew or at another hotel together with other contestants and just stay for a couple of days so they don't go directly back. And we also have psychiatrists talking to them afterwards. And now it's easier because the show is so well known and all the contestants who come and compete, they know perfectly well what's going to happen. So it was difficult the first season because nobody had seen the show and nobody could be prepared on what's going to happen.
What's one of the more tense moments that you experienced on the set of Survivor, where you thought something might go seriously wrong?
Yeah, the third season we were recording in Philippines, very far away from everything. The only way to get there was with small planes that could take maximum 8 people. And we had a typhoon that started just 10 hours after we have sent out the teams on the islands. And it was really, really difficult to evacuate the contestants. So we had to evacuate them.
Oh, you had a typhoon?
Yes, and we had to have them out there and just stop the production for 6 days waiting for the typhoon to get over. So it was really terrible. And we were recording for 3 countries at the same time on 7 different islands. So it was a huge organization, and we just stopped for 6 days waiting for this typhoon to get away.
Did you see the typhoon?
Yeah, I was there. I was stuck on an island for 2 days, couldn't get away. But nobody was injured or something like that. It was just that they were freezing and cold and wet.
How discouraging is that? I mean, did it dampen your enthusiasm for the project, or did you just feel equally enthusiastic once the typhoon stopped?
It's more like if you have a responsibility as a CEO for a company and you're producing for millions and millions and millions for 3 broadcasters in 3 countries, you're a bit scared that the production wouldn't be finished in time. It's more that. And as soon as you had all the contestants back in safety and all the crew members back in safety, it was just to sit down and calculate on budgets and see if it would be possible to fulfill the production or not. That was my greatest concern at that time. And so it's also organizational problems. When you have 150 crew members who are not working for 6 days, it starts a lot of problems.
Where do the camera people sleep, and where do you sleep when you're on the island? Do you sleep with the other contestants, or are you someplace else?
No, we never stay at the same island as the contestants because we want them to be totally alone. So we would never do like we did in America the first season to have a resort on the same island as the contestants because you don't get the feeling that they are alone. Mm-hmm. So we arrive early in the morning by boat. It's just the cameraman and the reporters and nobody else should talk to the contestants. You stay with them until you have your material and then you go back home and they are totally alone.
Who else is waiting in the wings in case they're needed?
We have a head of security and we have we are recording actually three productions at the same time. So we have two doctors and two nurses and then it's a lot of production people who are always around. And we also have guards, night guards, who patrol the island. They don't go too close to the camp, but they are close with radio communication, so they can get rescued if something happens.
How much does the winner get? What's the prize?
Oh, in Sweden it's not that much. It's only $50,000.
Wow, because it's $1 million here.
I know. It's a big difference, but this is a public broadcaster. They can never get any advertising money or never any sponsors. So even though it's the biggest national broadcaster, they don't get any extra for having this success. So it's difficult to have such a huge amount of money. If it was a commercial broadcaster, of course, the prize money would be more.
Now, the ratings for Survivor have been quite extraordinary in the United States. How have the ratings for Expedition Robinson been?
It's just amazing. The final episode now, we had out of a population of 8.5 million, we had 4 million viewers. So it was, almost 50% of the total population of the country who were watching the final episode now.
Well, I thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Anna Brokenhielm is the Swedish producer of Expedition Robinson, the blueprint for the show Survivor.